Czech Republic currently has the worst record in Europe in underage drinking. In the past 20 years, the number of teenagers who drink alcohol has doubled, and according to an OECD report, over 40% of 15-year-olds admitted to drinking on a regular basis. So what is driving teenagers to drink in such high numbers, and why has nothing been done to curb the problem? Those are questions I put to the head of the government's National Anti-Drug Agency, Jindřich Vobořil.
We have very good situation with illegal drugs, I would say, but we have really bad situation with the legal drugs, such as alcohol and tobacco. Especially the young people under the 16-year-old age are the first, let's say, golden medalists in drinking, not only drinking, but binge drinking as well, which I find the most serious.
What is behind this? Why has the situation worsened so radically in the past 20 years?
Well, I'm going to say my speculations because we don't have study which would say why. We know we have information and numbers that it's happening, but we don't know exactly why, but I have speculations. Of course, one of the reasons is we really concentrated the drugs policy on illicit drugs, which worked. But we did very little about national policies in alcohol and tobacco. There was no national strategy, no action plans, nothing actually done, no money allocated to do anything. And politics is not possible to do without money. So there was very little prevention, very little awareness among public, very little done in the area of controlling laws like underage drinking and selling alcohol to underage. So it slowly went very loose. The only forces or the only control institutions were police, which tried to keep it a little bit, but no one else.
So who is to blame? Is it parents? Is it schools? Public tolerance?
I think it's a number of things. As I said, politicians were very busy with economic transformation, and issues such as drugs and alcohol were not issues. But drugs, the illicit drugs, was always a scare. So they were influential non-government organizations which pushed for national strategy and new laws, etc. Within the alcohol, I mean the only voices you have is the industries. You have the tobacco and alcohol industries vocal in Czech Republic more than politicians, activists, or parents, or youth workers. So obviously the whole atmosphere is very loose and very kind of extremely liberal towards underage drinking itself.
Oh, but these children have parents. Surely the parent would see that there's a problem there.
Well, often they don't. Often I receive emails from people telling me, why do you bother? Didn't you drink when you were teenagers? Why you bother us? People are angry with me when I say, listen, we have a problem. We should do something. We should be a little bit stricter. We should be more conservative about it. So I have emails from people from all over the country disagreeing with me. So it's the atmosphere in the society which leads to this. And as I say, even the institutions that had some power, except police, I would say I cannot blame police for that. But the rest of the state and the municipalities, they would do nothing about it.
So there is an unhealthy tolerance to alcohol in this country. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think tolerance went to the extreme. People didn't realize that it's actually a silent epidemic which is spreading. They don't believe it because of, I think, the previous regime. The communist regime would use numbers and information to lie to people. So people are very skeptical about any statistics or any warning or anything. So people have have no idea that this is actually a serious epidemic which can lead to serious consequences.
Have there not been any awareness campaigns in schools or anything like that?
Not much. It's happening only lately. This government just accepted new action plan on tobacco and alcohol, which is trying to target different target groups, to campaign about this awareness. A lot of people, again skeptical about any effects of campaigns, so this is a big debate inside of the government bodies. But I believe that we are in a different situation, that a lot of people heard my voice, not only mine, but a professional voice, people who are concerned with this. And I believe we can start changing it.
October saw the launch of a 3-month campaign against underage drinking. What does it entail? I believe there are inspectors going to restaurants and pubs.
Yeah, well, this is only one stone in the whole mosaic. It's only part of the whole thing. We said that this is going to be preventative, so we said it to the media before this started. We said we are going to come this weekend and go through all possible clubs and restaurants to check on selling alcohol to underage, and we are going to be especially concerned with the younger people than 16-year-old. It's a group of institutions. It's not only police. Police is the coordinating body, but it's the Czech industry inspection. It's the hygienic service, the Inland Revenue people. So it's a group of people who go to places to see what's happening. And if we see some discrepancies, then we go in a deeper control in such place, especially if we find underage drunk people in such place. We're going to look more closely to such place because the people were warned. So then if we find that there are problems there, the consequences can be serious to such people.
Oh, well, we've heard for years that salespeople don't have a problem, or many salespeople don't have a problem selling alcohol to teenagers. Are the fines not high enough? Are they just getting away with it? Is that the problem?
Yes. What we're saying that the fines are not actually targeted right. The police have to look at breaking the law in such way that they have to prove it, that a concrete person sold alcohol, which is very difficult, because the people would be in coalition, the teenager with the waiter. So that's nearly impossible sometimes to prove it. So sometimes, if you prove something, that you give a fine like the 3,000 crowns equivalent to, I don't know, 100 euros, and that's it, that's finished. And so that's very low. So what we said that we have to do is change who is going to be fined, actually. And it should be the people who are owners or in charge of providing such service, such as restaurant or music club. And the behavior of the control body should be preventative. So we say, for example, this club should be immediately closed for a couple of days, or even license taken, for example, and they should prove that they brought changes, and then they can continue with their business. And the proof, in my opinion, should not be only that somebody sold the alcohol, but there is a drunk, underage young person inside the pub or the music club, or several of them. There are some places where you police come in and you find 10 of underage drunk young people there, and they said, well, we didn't sell it to them, and they came drunk already inside. But the law, there is a definition that if you have a drunk person, whether it's young or adult, you should cast the person out of the pub. So why are you allowing young underage people there? Obviously, probably getting drinks inside. So these places actually break several rules in the law, and they should just be stopped for a while. They should be allowed to change it, maybe to change some of the waiters or people who work there, and then continue with the business better.
The Czech Republic is criticized by international organizations for the present state of affairs. Is there enough political will now to change things? And then what do you think is essential for things to change for the better?
Oh, well, I cannot say whether it's enough political will, but I'm directly accountable to the Prime Minister. We speak about it on a regular basis, and he is dedicated to introduce the changes. Obviously, we have a government which is in coalition. I think most of the people in the government feel something should change. But I keep saying it cannot be written on a piece of paper, even if it's national strategy. It has to be defined by money.
So do you have? Do you work with schools? Do you have the money for campaigns and so on?
Exactly. That's our main debate. Are we going to have enough allocated budget to change this situation? Are we going to give money to schools, to services, working with young people, etc.? Maybe even support more the control institutions to do more about it, such as police, for example, to actually be persistent in it, not only 3 months, but, for example, Germany introduced 10 years ago, 10 years campaign, and then, yes, in 10 years you can see changes. So Germany used to be a much more problematic country with binge drinking, etc., than the Czech Republic with young people, and it's changed. Now it's the Czech Republic, which is the worst.
Well, and will you have enough money for all this?
I hope so, but it's a fight, of course, because there is so many needs out there, and any prevention doesn't show immediate outcome in economical terms. So in the time of very pragmatic economical politics, I have to stick to my very economic arguments. How much the society loses if we don't do anything. But obviously, opposite to this, you have the industries arguing, okay, if you do too many restrictions, then you will ruin the business, and then you'll collect less taxations, etc. So it's not easy. We look at comparisons with our other countries, and we allocate, let's say, 1-0 less than most of the countries in Europe, including Croatia and countries with similar economical situation. But we know that there are certain rules that have to change and certain laws have to change. Not only talking to people, this is one area, this is one leg, and the other leg to be able to stand is to change certain laws. For example, alcohol is extremely cheap. In same as tobacco, tobacco is rising, but alcohol is extremely cheap. And the World Health Organization says that price making is one of the biggest instruments to put the underage people off drinking and smoking, to make those drinks less available. So availability is another one. So these are arguments which will have to be put on table, and we have to discuss how to do it, not to ruin the industries, and at the same time to do something to make these legal drugs less available for young people and for their pockets.